listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries, and we are located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our new address is 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. Our Sunday school start at 11 o'clock. Our morning worship start at 12. We have a Bible study on Wednesday night at 6:30. If you're not doing anything and looking for a good church home, want to hear the real word and the true word of God, come visit us. Come out and join us as we praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is the one that saved a wretched man like us. We are here today, and I just want to thank my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship who are dedicated and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we have such a wonderful time on Sundays. I'm hoping that you'll come out and visit us. Come on in and say, Chief Apostle, I heard you on the radio. I just want to come in and just shout and lift up the name of Jesus. Praise his holy name. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. This is truly a day that God has made, and it is a day that I have never seen before. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I don't know about you, church, but I thank the Lord that he awoken me this morning. He stirred me up with his finger of love and gave me grace and mercy. Oh, we are having such a wonderful time in the Spirit of God that we are full of the Spirit. And I know at First Church Fivefold Fellowship, if you want to be delivered, that is the place to come. If you want to be healed, come out and be healed. Oh, there be some things going on at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Sometimes God just amazed me how he used and how he worked in me and my wife and the other members of the church. Amen. It's not about us, but it's all about us working together as we are about to build up the kingdom of God and do what God has called us to do. I just love the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I just love him. I just can't get enough of him. I just can't get enough of him. Oh, man, my God. The more I study the word, like the hunger I get. Oh, man. You know, you ever at a dinner or at a dessert that just tasted so good, and you know you're full, but you still just want some more. Seems like your taste buds are not satisfied. That's how I feel about Jesus Christ. That's how I feel about how God has used us and put his Spirit in us. The more I eat of Jesus, the more I want him. Oh, I thank God that he saved me. I just love him. I just love him. And this morning I was trying to ask God what I'm going to do on the radio this morning. But I'm still got something that I think that we need as a body of Christ. We need to really address this situation. And this situation is coming up more and more. They already know took prayer out of school. Now we're trying to take God and God we trust off the dollar bill. Now they're trying to tell us that we got to marry two men or two women. Church, what going to be next? If we don't stand up now and voice our opinion and let them know that we have a God right. Yes, I did say we have a God right. Every leader have a God right to choose who you should marry. What going to be next? Are they going to tell us how to worship? Are they going to put a limit on what time we worship? Body of Christ, if we don't stand up and make a noise and let somebody know this is our God, right? We're not going to take this mess no more. It's time for the body of Christ to stand up. Everybody else making a noise and want their rights. Oh, they have a right to get married. I got a right not to marry. What about my rights? Are we going to be conformed to the world? Do as the world say? Are we going to stand up for right for Jesus Christ and for the word of God? Are we going to do what the world do? Are we going to do according to what our Father has called us to do? I need some true men and women of God who don't mind getting on the front line, who don't mind getting their hands dirty, who don't mind going to battle and stand up for what is right. I'm always about right. I'm going to stand up for Jesus. I got anybody else out there in the audience today to listen to this program that feel the way that I feel? I'm not going to let anybody shove anything down my throat. I'm not going to take anything just because they passed the law. There was another law passed way before this law. My God. I got anybody, any more Christians out there that's willing to get on the front line and be a martyr for Jesus Christ, who don't mind going and fighting and standing up for what's right. It may cost you a little something, but yet and still, on the end, on the very end. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, we know that when God created the heavens and the earth, he created all the animals. He created man first and told man, come on, name all the animals, and whatever a man called, that's what the animal named. He said bear, and that was a bear. But we know that God put two trees in the midst of the garden. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God told man he could eat of any tree, but don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't you know God gave us that godly right? He gave us wisdom that we can pick and choose whichever tree we want to eat of. God did not force us. He did not try to make us conform to his ways. But he gave us a God right. And I think our God right has been violated. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to have a problem. I'm already got my bail money set aside. Told my church we're going to put my bail money aside. Because there ain't anybody come to First Church 54 Fellowship. Y'all listen to me good now. If you're the same sex and talking about me marrying you, first thing I'm going to tell you, I need to deliver you. You need to get out of that mess. You need to get out of that sin. Let me help you. It's not right. Is this not right? How can two men have a baby? How can two women have a baby? How are we going to replenish the earth? Can I read y'all some scripture today about concerning this? Then I'm going to open up the mic for anybody want to call in and voice your godly right. You don't have to accept that. You don't. God gave us a will that we can choose what's right and we can choose what's wrong. And if the creator who created us is not forcing us to love him and serve him, what do you think a man got to force me to do something I don't want to do? Maybe somebody's feelings do need to be hurt. Maybe we need to step on somebody's toes so that their eyes can be opened unto the truth. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. We're going to start with verse number 26. It says, for this cause God gave unto them vile infection. So in other words, he degraded their passion. For the woman did change their nature use into which is against nature. woman changed her nature. She stopped loving man. Stopped loving another woman. Verse 27 says, likewise also men, leaving the nature use of woman, burn in the lust towards one another. Men's with men's, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that repentance of the error was met. Now that's according to the word of God. That man will burn with desire for another man. Leave the nature of a woman for another man. God, just turn them loose. So I have a godly right. Give us a call at 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. Let me hear about your godly right, how you feel. Because church, if we don't begin to stand up for what's right now, after a while, they're going to tell us what songs to sing in the church. They're going to tell us how we should praise God. They're going to tell us what we need to do. They're going to dictate the fellowship. If I have anybody else out there that know that you have a godly right, you don't have to accept what the Supreme Court says that that's a family. It's not a family. And this thing has been bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. I said, Lord, have mercy. I am a pastor. I know we ought to have some leaders out there ought to be voicing their opinions about this now. We ought to be signing a petition and letting the Supreme Court know that I have a God right. I don't have to marry no two men or two women. That's my godly right according to my belief. Are we going to stand up for what we believe in? Are we just making noise? We talking the talk. But are we going to walk the walk? Come on, church. What we going to do? We going to bend and conform to the world because that's what they say? I know maybe you might have some of your relatives, maybe a homosexual or lesbian, but that still don't make it right. You still have to tell them the truth. I have been in that situation. But I still told the truth. It's not right before God. You need to change. You need to get out of that situation. You need to go to God and repent. And let God clean you up. When are we going to stand up for what's right? When are we going to say something? If I have anybody out there that want to call in and say, hey, this is my godly right. I don't have to put up with this. I'm ready to go to the front line. Because I know that if I leave this earth, I'm going to be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am going to have a holy good time. But while I'm on this earth, and I call myself a child of God, if I call myself a Christian, if I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin, if I believe that he shed his precious blood so that I may have eternal life, come on, somebody. We need to put our neck on the line for Jesus. We need to be standing up for what's right. I'm willing and I'm able. I have no problem with it. I don't know. Maybe some of y'all may be a little leery or a little skeptical about the situation, but you can't straddle the fence. You either going to be with God or you going to be against him. I'm not going to let nobody send me to hell. Come on now. What's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. Church, we need to stand up and say, hey, that is wrong. I don't have to do that. I got anybody? You want to call? I'm trying to tell you, you got a godly right. We don't want to be stuck in the closet. We don't want to be like Peter and them when Jesus got crucified. They in the room hiding and trying to figure out where they was going to go. I got any more bold soldiers out there. Come on. I know some soldiers out there somewhere. If I got any leaders that feel the same way that I do, knowing. But let me tell you what's going to happen. If we don't stand up and don't say nothing and let this thing go unopposed, sooner or later, a lot of pastors are going to get sued because of the law. I see the handwriting on the wall. Somebody going, oh, I went there and they didn't want to marry me. Now you got a lawsuit against you. Come on, body of Christ. Come on, body of Christ. Somebody call in and let me know about your godly right. We need to know that I'm standing up for Jesus. I'm here to do what God has called me to do. It didn't say that it was going to be easy. It always going to have some opposition. If you truly believe in what you believe in, they believe in what they believe in, they're standing up for what they're standing up for. We need to stand up. Okay. All right, hold on. We need to stand up. Hit the green button. Caller, you on the air?
Yes, praise God.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
All right, I'm good. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I'm standing up for Jesus, and I'm going to pray and fast every day that these people will come to their senses.
Yes, ma'am.
And run to Jesus, because this is wrong in the sight of God, and if they would read their Bible, they can see it's wrong.
Oh, come on, preach them,
and
sister.
Why would they just do that? They just want to do what they want to do, but God is not pleased.
Come on.
And I'm going to pray that these people come to their senses and get it right.
Come on,
baby.
In the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. There you go.
Man.
Oh, you're a bold soldier. Oh, I see
yes,
now.
Honey. It don't make sense.
It don't make no sense, does it?
It don't. In the Bible, it tells you. Read the word.
Oh, come on. Tell them again. Read the word.
Read
it
the
don't
word.
Make no sense.
It tells you. It's not right in the sight of God. Y'all better stop it.
Come on now.
God is not pleased.
He ain't pleased with it.
He pleased. I'm praying that these people will come to the light and the senses that the God will touch their hearts, that they get it right in the name of Jesus before he comes.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you, caller, for calling in.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We need another some more bold soldiers calling in, because she said it's not right. And I'm not going to let, and I keep saying it, ain't nobody going to cause me to lose my salvation with Jesus Christ because of what some law, because of what man think is right. I know better. When I know better, guess what? I'm going to do better. Come on, church. We got to be able to stand up. We need to sign a petition and let the lawyers know that the clergy have a God-given right. As a child of God, I have a God-given right. I don't have to put up with that mess. I don't have to put up with it. Come on now. It's going to come a time when people's going to come into our churches. And I know a lot of y'all probably getting government money and getting grants. And you don't want to rock the boat. I want to turn my boat over. If I got to go through that and get some money, I don't need your money. My concern is about saving souls, about getting somebody delivered, about healing the soul. That is my main concern. This is what every leader should be concerned about, getting somebody saved, bringing somebody unto Jesus Christ. How can we be a light in somebody's life if we don't want to turn up the wick? How can we shine, Sister Connie, if we don't want to make no waves? How can we people know who we are if we don't say anything? I'm not that passive. I'm not going to keep my mouth quiet. I'm going to let the world know. Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. This is who I'm speaking to. My cell phone is 561-718-2361. Call me after the program. But I need some more soldiers to call in. Could I get some leaders to call in and say, hey, Chief Apostle, I'm with you 100%. I'm not going to put up with that. Because if you fall for this, you fall for this okey-doke. If you fall for this, and God looking at you, and like you say, he knows our heart. Any more bold soldiers out there, don't mind speaking up and saying what's right. You have a godly right. God gave us this right. He gave us this will. He gave us this will. So I really need some leaders to come in. And we begin to try to make the change things. Because I can see now a whole bunch of these people is going to get, a whole bunch of these leaders going to get sued. Because people will be coming in your church and talking about they want to get married. And you say, well, I ain't going to marry. And they're going to say, well, it's the law. You got to marry me. If you don't marry me, then I'm going to take you to court. Come on, somebody. And that might even bring the lawyers in the church with them. Right then and there. Now you got a lawsuit against you. Because you don't want to stand up and say what's right. Don't come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. I'm telling you right now. You can get a rude awakening. Rude awakening. Because we are filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm here to do what God has called us to do. Come on, body of Christ. If we don't stand up and speak our mind and let the world know that we're going to make a change in this world, how can the world know who we are if we don't never say nothing? I know that sometimes we're supposed to be Christian. We don't supposed to say nothing. But God looking for some bold people. Don't mind getting up and protecting the word. We got to learn how to defend what we believe in. If you say you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe in the word, how can you defend it if you don't say nothing? Wow. I really need some more soldiers called in. I need some leaders. Come on, leaders, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Let's all band together. I'm with you 100%. I'm not just talking noise. Whatever I talk, I walk the walk and I talk the talk. Because it's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's about us standing up and campaigning for Jesus and standing on the word. Because it is the word that's going to keep us. It is the word that's going to guide us. And it is the word that's going to lead us in the right direction. Nothing but the word of God. Nothing but the word of God. Give us a call. 772-221-1100 or 888-221-8990. And I know I got a lot of pastor friends. We always talking about what's right and what's wrong. But, hey, I'm out here on the front line. I'm letting everybody know how I feel about this thing. I don't mind helping nobody. I don't mind getting nobody saved or delivered. But what I don't mind, what I don't understand, ain't nobody going to come in my church and tell me what I need to do and when I need to do it. It just ain't going to work. I don't care what kind of law that they pass. This ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. They can make pass all the laws that they want. You on the air, caller? Yes, ma'am.
This is Pastor Gloria. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How you doing, Pastor Gloria?
I'm doing good. I'd like to please have a comment.
Okay, could turn the radio down just a little bit.
First, church bylaws. You need to make sure that it's in your bylaws that you will not do that.
It's already
you
in there.
You can't do that when someone walks into your church, but it has to be in the church bylaws.
It's already
another comment I like to make. Uh-huh. God said it's an abomination.
Come on.
And if God says it's an abomination, then that's what it is, no matter what the law of the land states.
That's right.
And if you look back in biblical history, you will see several Romans,
yes,
and other civilizations was destroyed because of homosexuality.
Come on.
And lesbianism.
Come on.
And this is not new.
Yes.
This is one of the devil's tricks.
Yes.
That he wants to blind the mind of people.
Yes.
And so they pass laws But you have to remember in the days of Lot,
mm-hmm.
and in the days of the Old Testament,
yes.
where civilizations was destroyed because of this.
Yes.
And we are not hate mongrels.
That's
we're
right.
not spreading hate. But we love you. That's why we want to tell you the truth.
Come on, sister.
And if you love someone, you will tell them the truth.
Amen.
Yes, it's in our families. And we tell them the truth, but we don't hate them.
That's right.
And we do have a right to speak up.
That's right. Got the right.
Have a blessed day.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, it is in our bylaws. And I made sure that whether I be there or what any other pastor, I might pass away, as long as First Church Fire Fellowship is in existence, can no pastor marry no two men or two women. We marry according to the word of God, who institute a marriage between man and woman, and definitely in the bylaws, and that'll never be changed. So Pastor William, I want to thank you. I made sure that, because I know one day I'm not going to be here. Somebody else is going to take over First Church Fire for a Fellowship. So I want to make sure that was in the bylaws. That it'll never happen. And you're so right. And the United States of America is getting like Gollum and Samar. It's getting too wicked. And God just destroyed. First Church Fire for a Fellowship, we are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, we have our Sunday school. And at 12, we have our morning service. Come out, come out, come out. Fellowship with us. And let us praise the Lord. Let us have a good time. And do what the God has called us to do. We at First Church 5-4 Fellowship, we are not bashing, we are not hating nobody. I love you. That's why I want to stand up and tell you the truth. And I'm glad somebody will tell you the truth, because truth will make you free. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are having such a good time. And we want to thank you. Call me at 561-718-2361. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, First Church 5-4 Fellowship. Come on, our motto, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I know that now we have made that enemy mad. He's all upset with me, but that's what I'm supposed to do. Have a good and a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Got a burden to hit.